Welcome to HIT Consulting Podcast Series. In today's podcast, we'll be speaking with Karina Edwards, VP of Solutions Marketing at Nuance Healthcare.
Now, given the announcement of the one-year delay for ICD-10, what have you seen any change in as far as clients actually scaling down, or have you seen people saying that we're going to go full steam ahead and actually business has picked up as a result of that delay?
That's a great question. We've seen actually business as usual and business picking up, because the nice thing for us is the MD Assist solution that we've developed, it works very well with ICD-9. So you still need to get that behavior change at the clinical documentation starting point with the physician. And so these now allows us to get the physicians used to, in their common language, with their common ICD-9 back-end and coding queries, get them used to being prompted and getting questions at the point of documentation. So then as we roll to ICD-10 and the complexity of what needs to be addressed increases given just the level of specificity changes required, it gives them a head start because they're already used to the system. But we also know that some customers want to set up those environments so they can also start modeling out what the revenue implications for the hospital may be. So as they're looking at their programs, they're wondering where they can do ICD-10 pilots as a sub-process, so clearly not impacting their current revenue stream, but just to get the analysis of what's going to happen when they do shift to the standard. And so now these tools can help them do both.
Now, how important are all these tools? I've been reading a lot about clinical language understanding technology, clinical language indexing, HLI, IMO, all of these tools. How important do you think going forward utilizing all of these tools to get more specificity in documentation is going to be helpful in this industry?
You know, I think technology can always bring efficiency to a current process. I think the key, though, is how the technology is integrated into the current workflow. And so as these solutions are coming to market, you know, we really support customers in looking at what is the existing clinical workflow today, what would have to change with the new technology implementation, how much change management would be required from a physician workflow perspective, and we found the least disruptive if we can keep the physicians focused on patient care, focused on documenting in their current workflow, and not disrupt them too much, you'll get stronger adoption of these solutions. So I think there's always a play for technology. Technology helps us in so many ways in our life. Imagine, you know, I'll use the online banking example. You know, 10 years ago, did we ever think we'd be, you know, scanning in, taking a picture of a check, and that's our deposit form? So there's so much things that we can do to drive efficiency, but it really, at the end of the day, it depends on the impact of clinical workflow to drive that adoption.
Right. So for potential clients that are going through and they're looking at different tools, what are some best practices when doing this type of selection of these tools? I mean, there are a lot of other competing companies out there.
Yep.
What, in your opinion, what are some of the best best practices for going through this process of selecting the right product for that particular organization?
So I really think you have to understand where the technology is deployed today, where it's actually in clinical use, really look for those reference sites, and get the feedback from others like you. I think that's critical. You know, as we see new technologies introduced, there is an adoption period for new technologies. And so I think when you look at the foundation of that company's ability to integrate into workflow, make it seamless, and so really the proven nature of the products is going to be critical for customers. So, you know, we always help facilitate. So best practice for us is to facilitate others like them and customer reference site calls and visits and really talking to other department heads and other quality and clinical and CIO counterparts in the industry to say how this has worked in the past, how it will impact change, and how it's going to be adopted by clinicians.
Good. Any final thoughts, closing comments?
The closing comment I think I would leave everybody that's listening to this podcast with is, you know, it goes back to for HIT consultants in general, we're driving towards adoption of new technologies and really understanding and architecting plans that both take into account the clinical workflow, the requirements of all the different regulatory needs, and then the tools and technologies that can help support that transition and make it the easiest and simplest as possible. I really think they have to look at holistic solutions, deep partnerships and R&D integration efforts with these electronic health record vendors. It's going to be critical because it's with that interactivity and that connectedness that you're going to get the most seamless experience for the physician practices. So I really, you know, we're excited about the market opportunity for Nuance. We see, you know, through our relationships with the EHR vendors and the deep R&D relationships that we have, a lot of momentum into cloud, into mobile, into, you know, that ability to truly capture that patient story anywhere. And now with clinical language understanding, understand what is captured and use that information across the healthcare enterprise for reimbursement, for meaningful use reporting, for quality reporting. So it's a fun time, and Nuance is excited to be in this space and great kind of at this intersection of all of this coming together.
Thanks, and have a great day.